Mass. I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Brissa Melton. Pakistan's government said it has reached its limit and cannot accept more Afghan refugees as the threat of violence looms in Afghanistan. In a one-on-one interview with VOA, Pakistan's National Security Advisor Moeed Yusuf said, "We are not in position to accept any more refugees." Pakistani officials are demanding that the world make arrangements for the refugees inside Afghanistan, amid fears that millions of Afghans may be forced to flee into neighboring countries if fighting between Taliban and Afghan government forces intensifies or deteriorates into a civil war. The United Nations says almost 3 million Afghan refugees, half of them unregistered, have been living in Pakistan since the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan in the 1980s, which was followed by subsequent waves of violence and a civil war. Yusuf said there needs to be an effort by the United Nations to prepare camps for refugees inside the Afghan border. Yusuf said that because the countries share a long border and the terrain allows crossing on foot or by mule, Pakistan cannot begin to enumerate the threats and fallout of a civil war inside Afghanistan. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued Tuesday, raising the death toll to at least 30 as protesters clash with police. South Africa's police minister told reporters that 757 people have been arrested. He warned that people would not be allowed to, quote, make a mockery of South Africa's democratic state. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. He was convicted of resisting a court order to testify in a state-backed investigation of corruption during his 9-year term as president, which ended in 2018.